Learning to hear Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has so many things to teach us, far beyond what we could ever imagine. But if we cannot hear Him, we will miss all that is laid before us. And in this teaching, He wants to show us how simple it really is to hear Him, and also not a method per se, but an explanation of the ways we may hear Him as believers in the body of Christ. Now, sometimes it depends on our learning style. Some of us are very auditory, so we speak and we hear. Talking and listening is our major mode of learning. Others are extremely visual. My husband, for instance, will, within a second, and I mean literally a second, see an entire vision, a scene, often something prophetic, that's like a full-length movie. You would have think he dreamt it for a half hour, but it's simply so clear and delivered so in such detail, and he knows exactly what it means. And that is from the Holy Spirit. Now, he's a very visual type of person, a type of learner. Other people are extremely kinesthetic, which means we tend to be very physical. And usually you're a combination of all of these. And movement, and exploring, and looking things up, and research mean a lot to us, and it is a way that we communicate and learn. Now, Holy Spirit will use whatever method works for you. He made you, knitted you together in your mother's womb. He knows the type of learner you are, and He knows how you will respond best. So what He wants to explore today with us is that hearing from Him is extremely simple. So let's just give some for instances, because sometimes examples make things so clear to us. So for instance, you're sitting in your backyard or your porch, someplace where you can be quiet. Not because we're going to do some kind of strange Eastern meditation at all, but simply so you're not distracted by noises, by the telephone, by the computer, by your spouse or children. You can just be on your own. And as you're doing that, you're just sitting, simply sitting, and you begin to talk. You know when you talk to a friend that you have complete trust in, because this is really what this is about, trusting that He's really there in you and trusting that He will answer you. He says if you call to Him, He will answer. And before we even speak to Him, He will answer while we're speaking, it says. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. He knows. But when we start to engage and trust Him enough that this is real, this isn't some kind of made-up fantasy, because we feel alone. No, this truly is the living God, the person, Holy Spirit, living in me that I can commune with as a person. So you're sitting in your chair or your swing or wherever it is that you're comfortable, and you just begin to talk. And if you're someone who's auditory, then you're going to speak aloud. Usually that can help. You don't have to. It's not a prescription. None of this is a rule. There are no rules in communion with Holy Ghost. The only, if there was a rule, it is simply be open. And that's not a rule. That's just a yielding to Him. And from that yielding, we can hear Him. So there you are in your chair or your swing or rocker, whatever it is, and you just simply talk to Him about what's going on with you. So perhaps you have a friend or a relative that you've been trying to share Jesus Christ with, and it's going nowhere. And you feel like you're floundering, you don't know how to speak to them anymore, they don't want to hear. And you seek His counsel on this. And you talk to Him about it. My friend or my relative, so-and-so, Lord, you know the situation. You know, I've tried and tried and tried. I'm getting nowhere. I'm sorry. Maybe I've botched it up. I don't even know. But I just need your help. Can you give me some revelation, some way to walk so this person can be drawn to you, not away? In Jesus' name. And you just sit and wait. And it isn't waiting. We're going to wait for hours and hours for an answer. It's not like that. You're having a conversation. It's like He's right there, because guess what? He is. Where you go, He goes. He's in you. He's not the mystery man. I wonder if I could ever find Holy Ghost. I wonder if He'll ever talk to me. I wonder if He'll ever answer. He's inside of you. Where is He going? He's right there. All we have to do is actually open our ears and get the wax out of all the years of wrong teaching, of all the years of fear, of all the years of self-sufficiency, so we can hear him. When you speak to him this way, just openly, very casually, that's what he wants you to get across here. It's a casual. Now, okay, yes, there's the fear of the Lord. There's the intensity of the union of God through Christ Jesus on the cross. And yet there is a casualness, not in any way that you're disrespecting or dishonoring him, but an easiness with your relationship. It becomes easy because you just know he's there and you're one. So when he is revealing something to you, it's not, oh, is this him? Is this me? It's, we're one. Your spirit, his spirit, mixed together as one. Your spirit witnesses with his spirit. You're a son of God. That's what he wants to get across. So there you are, waiting for his answer. Now, it is true, he doesn't answer everything immediately. But the more you get to know him, the more quickly he answers many things that you ask. Some things he will not answer because he knows you are either not ready, or he is preparing something, either within you or the other circumstance or other people. So you won't get that answer immediately. But that does not mean he's not engaged in that process. You simply don't know exactly what's going on yet. And that's where our trust comes in. So you've asked about this relative. Perhaps you don't hear anything right now. Perhaps he does say something like, you're pushing too hard. Let them be. Pray for them. And let me work on their heart. He may say something like that. But we cannot make rules about it and superimpose one thing work for one situation, so we're always going to do that for everyone else. No, it's individual. And it's not just individual salvation. It's individual with us, where we're at, how far we've grown. One time he asks you to be bold as brass. Another time he tells you to pull back. Why? It's also dependent on you and where you're at in your walk with him, in your understanding. The most important part is that we actually trust that Holy Spirit is not only real, but that we are led by him. And the more we're led by him, the less we're going to yield to anything else. In fact, anything else will sound stupid after a while. Let's just use that word. Some people get very offended by that word, but it really is stupid, foolish, whatever we want to call it, to follow anything other than him. To follow a man's doctrine, to follow someone else's teaching, to follow a relative or your tradition, even in a church setting. Following any of those. The traditions of men make the word of God no effect, Jesus Christ said. And Jesus also said this. He said, God is spirit. Let's take him for his word. Now, let's get another for instance. Okay, in a situation like this, and I'm giving you practical application of hearing from him and of how he works, how he infuses our lives, because I've experienced it so often. I have also experienced the other, where I don't know what the heck's going on because I'm trying to go my own way or listening to someone else's advice. I have found that the counselor, Holy Ghost, is the only advice that is fail-safe. So let's have another for instance. Let's just say you're a spouse, and you and your spouse are not getting along. And it's a habitual thing. You know, you might get along for a couple of days, and then something flares up, and one of you takes offense, or someone is trying to stir the pot. Doesn't matter the dynamic so much. It's what you do with it. Again, you engage Holy Ghost. You're willing to bring him into the situation rather than trying to sort it out yourself. And you say, Holy Spirit, take over my marriage. Take over my arguing. Take over our interactions in Jesus' name. And you also, I find this is amazing. This is another way that you can really help your spouse in this instance, is you start saying things that you want them to be, not the things they're not. Because focusing on the things you don't want, don't do that. If they're a very poor spiritual leader in the home, start saying they are a wonderful spiritual leader and ask the Holy Spirit to teach them how to be in Jesus' name. And you don't have to tell your spouse you're doing that. You do that in your secret place and you watch the evolving of your spouse. It is amazing to watch. The other thing is when you ask him, I've had probably two or three times to be exact, where, you know, I might have been in an argument with my husband and we're just miscommunicating. It's not even that we're mad at each other. We just don't understand what the other person is saying. And then it turns into anger because you feel frustrated and hurt and whatever, you're misinterpreting. And I've simply said, quite without audibly at all, just in my heart and mind, Holy Spirit, take over the situation. And all of a sudden the argument just stops. It's as if you said, stop in Jesus' name. It's the same type of thing. And he just diffuses it. All of a sudden my husband will speak differently, gets quiet, and may even admit what he was doing if it was something wrong, or I may just calm down and I suddenly am not offended and upset. It's just over. This is how real the living God is. He is so practical. Moment by moment, he will teach you all things, it says. Not just what we think is the esoteric spiritual things. If God is spirit and he's infused in us, everything in our day is a spiritual, has a spiritual element to it. Because we're spirit as well. Here's another way. I'm just going to give as many practical examples as he wants me to give so that you can have a way of seeing that makes sense to you. I've had people ask me, they want to understand, how do you hear him? What does he sound like? Is it audible? Is it a feeling? And do you know what? It's all of it. I mean, myself, I've only heard him once audibly, and that was at the very early days when I was a new Christian, and I needed that word because I was going to be trapped by the enemy. And I was only a few days old, baby Christian. But other than that, you hear him in your own mind. You know his voice is distinct from yours, not in the sense that you're separated, but you know how you think and you know how he thinks. You start to understand how he thinks, how he even speaks. The words that he speaks, you know it's not the way you speak, so you can recognize it. But you'll hear it. Sometimes you hear his full sentences. I'll hear reams of sentences, whole chapters. But that's for the particular reason that he uses me. If you're someone who is very visual, he may paint. And you'll see him in the painting, that he directed every stroke. It doesn't really matter. We're not comparing. And this is one thing he really wants to get across. Do not compare yourself to any other believer. Never. Because I made you different. And I made you that way for a purpose. My purpose. To do and to will for my good pleasure. Not for you to try to compare yourself. Or see yourself through someone else's eyes. See yourself through my eyes. That's what he wants us to get. So when you're in a situation where you're struggling or you don't know how to overcome it, it can even be bills, it can be finances. I mean, he does care and he will guide you. And again, it's like a twofold process. You go to him, you seek him out, you seek his face. It says when we seek him out, diligently, he will reward us. So we seek him out, we ask his advice, we care enough. Do you know he's the counselor? It's like in a kingdom. The king had many advisors. And usually there might be one that he's closer to than any other. Often that was the case. Or there might be two or three. But usually there's one that is the one that he trusts the most. And that's how we have to be with Holy Ghost. He is the one we trust the most. Other people might give us godly advice. We're not suggesting don't ever listen to anyone else. It's just saying if you do, make sure it's filtered through the one true advisor, the one true God, not through someone else's opinion. Because someone can be very well-meaning, and they might have, perhaps they have a medical base, and say Holy Ghost has promised you something in the physical realm, in a physical health issue or situation, or even a pregnancy. And you've been told, no, you can't have children. This is just a for instance. And you've had many miscarriages and you know it's never going to happen kind of a thing. But he's promised you and you believe him. And then you believe you're pregnant. But you're not going to do any of the testing because you know that his hand is in it and he's told you to trust him. Trust him alone. Now that is a specific situation for one person that may not be for anyone else on the planet. It may be for many. We don't know. We have to know him well enough. And the only way we're going to get there is by communing with him. We have to know him well enough to know when it really is him. And that's what people are afraid of. What if I get it wrong? Well, you will definitely get it wrong if you never spend time with him. You cannot know someone you never engage with. you never interact with, you never dialogue with. You just can't. It would be like a friend. It may be, oh, you had a friendship for a little while, but then you never see each other. It's out of sight, out of mind. We forget. We need to be with him daily, and it shouldn't be a chore. It should be, oh my goodness, we wake up and Holy Ghost, what's today about? What are you going to teach me today? I'm available. Show me your way. Walk me through whatever it is. You may be going through a major trial of faith. Are you going to be able to do that without him? Impossible. You may walk it, but you're not going to overcome to the degree that he wants to give you. So let's let him be who he is for us and who he wants to be for us. I mean, the generosity of God is beyond me. How can a God that made everything, the star maker, billions and trillions of galaxies, want to inhabit me so I'm his very temple and commune with me so that I will overcome in all situations? It is beyond understanding for us. And I think that's why we really don't get the value that he holds for us. And perhaps that's why we try to do it on our own. Sometimes it's pride, but sometimes it's literally lack of self-worth. And the kind of self-worth, not the let's have good self-esteem and let's do a psychology bent on this. No, his kind of worth, the blood of Jesus worth, that kind of worth. When we get that deep down, it only makes sense that we would commune with the living God because Jesus Christ made the way for that. And we understand the depth of his sacrifice. Not just to forgive us of our sins, which of course we had to have, or we couldn't have any access to the Father. But now we have access to the Father by the Spirit. It's his Spirit we're talking about. People think Holy Spirit is some kind of lesser God. We're talking about the Creator's Spirit. And he's the one who indwells you. And he is the one who has all the answers for every situation in your life. Not one of them can he not solve. He is the answer man and Mr. Solutions. There is nothing that is too hard for him. Nothing. Now, where it gets challenging is when we have some kind of trial and we have to really lean on him and trust that he will get us through. It's amazing, though, that when you've walked through that trial, when we actually pass through those challenges, the depth of our faith that has grown is far greater than any trial or difficulty that we underwent to gain it. Now, these trials are occasions for us to actually learn who Holy Spirit is and learn that we can trust him, we can count on him. He's there with us every step of the way. That's the good news. We're not doing this alone. We're not doing any of this alone. And we're never alone, in fact, because he indwells us. Now, some people are concerned when there is teaching on Holy Ghost and communing with him and interacting with him. They're concerned that the Word of God is going to be thrown out. But the truth is, Holy Spirit inspired that Word, so he will lead you to various scriptures. So, you know, if you've read the Bible enough in your time as a Christian, he will bring to mind particular scriptures. He also will tell you scriptures or tell you the word before you read it, if you trust him enough. That's the kind of relationship you can have. It's the living God. You don't read the word without the Spirit, because otherwise it's just a bunch of letters on a page. To be the living word, he is the one who's not only inspired it originally, but through you is interpreting it. Through you is reading it. Through you is drawing the riches of that word to you as a promise and a gift. It's not the word or the Spirit. It's the word through the Spirit. Because you cannot interpret the word because it's without him. Because it says that spiritual things must be through the Spirit. We can't discern anything without the Spirit, not properly. And of course that makes sense because he's Spirit of truth. So how without truth are you going to understand the Word, which is truth? And the Word says that it is through him, the Holy Spirit, that we come to know the deep things of God. And even personally, I have found that my experience and understanding of the word is far richer than it ever was when I read regularly because I thought that's what I must do. And I tried to memorize scripture because I thought that's what was important. Now, the word is living to me, sharper than a double-edged sword, cutting through bone and marrow, soul and spirit. It is real. It is alive. Sometimes you can sit and you can read a few words in the scriptures and be fed for the day when it is the Holy Spirit who's guiding your reading, who's guiding your understanding. So what he wants us to know is, don't be afraid of me. Stop being afraid of me. Stop thinking I'm some kind of kooky, crazy, nutty, weird, wafting, metaphysical, esoteric spirit that has no foundation in Christianity. See me as I am, the living God, and then you will know the truth that sets you free. Be with me, he says. Be with me. As I am in you and you are in me, we abide as one. Is that not the glory of God? And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you did, that we can actually be infused and indwelt by the very Spirit of the living God. We ask you to teach us how to walk with him in unity and grace, to overcome not only our own issues or difficulties, but to overcome for the kingdom's sake, on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.